and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking and no, sipping on gin and juice, baby.
Number one pick for the year 1997.
Whoa, what a pick. Thank you.
The Chords with their homage to Snoop D-O-double-G, Gin and Juice.
Huh.
Guy, you still seem a bit winded after that one.
Well, I know all the lyrics, but the syncopation is a little different than the original, so I was having a hard time singing along as all.
Musically, they alter some things. Lyrically, they stay very true.
Very true to the original.
So, Scott, how's it going? You're back in school now?
I'm back in school. I'm a teacher's assistant. I'm a tutor. I'm about 5'7", 247 pounds. Ladies, give me a call.
And you don't...
Oh, my Lord, it's a phone call.
I don't feel like answering any phones.
No phone answering tonight for me.
Well, it's one of those English phones. So we'll just turn the ringer down. Because tonight, we're bringing you nonstop 74 minutes of rock.
Oh, take it away, Roger.
Thank you. comes with everything seen here, including Jesus Wonder Car, Super House, and Fancy Hat.
I still remember the day when I first purchased Jesus. There was lots of fish and wrappers in naughty, naughty little pieces. When I put them all together, I didn't know what would greet us.
Hey, look, here's his arm. Hey, I got his leg. Hey, look, Bob, here's his cross. Wow, we got the special bonus pack. We got the crown of thorns.
Imagine my surprise. First thing he did was sing this little silly song about miniature action dancing Jesus. Then he unwound his robe and book and began to teach us. I forgot most of the stuff from miniature action Jesus. Pull the string and turn the other cheek to teach us. Could again we would to have our little Jesus teach us. Miniature action dancing Jesus.
Hey, we're back.
Back is all they heard, I think.
Yeah, we're back.
Anyway, that was the Volume Man out of Missoula with Mini Action Dancing Jesus.
Where'd you hear them?
Ralph's Corner.
Really?
Yeah.
Just another band to get their start on the corner that rocks, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they kind of had their start already, I think. But
that's why they were at the corner that rocks then, I guess, huh?
Yeah. They're out of town, you know. They're from Missoula.
Missoula. Hey, speaking of bands from Missoula, this Friday, September 15th, you know, I don't know why we're bothering to broadcast this. Nobody's listening to the show, right?
Oh, did you just turn our mics on there?
No, I think I just got it from a different angle there.
Oh.
If I talk over here like this, yeah, I don't get that much. For posterity. For posterity. Right, for tax purposes, Steenie Racing can write off the fact that they are playing at the Eagles this Friday, September 15th at 8 p.m., $5 cover with Eerie Arc from another Duluth band, West of Madison, and Solipsistic. Scott, you have a really funny story about the word solipsistic.
Oh, hilarious. I noticed it in the new P.G. O'Rourke article in Rolling Stone, and I went,
Oh, he's so witty.
Yeah, that P.G.
He's so Ryan Ribald.
Yes. Well, he wrote an article about politics this time. So.
Really? P.J.?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive. He says he's not going to vote this year.
Why not?
Because he doesn't like the choices.
Well, Scott, now when people tell that to us, what do we tell them?
Vote Nader.
Vote Nader.
But, you know,
you can see that at votenader.com.
P.G. O'Rourke is a conservative. He's not going to vote for some hippie.
Some
liberal stuff.
Why are people afraid of liberals?
It's a bad word. Terrible word.
Worse than cancer?
Worse than cancer. Haven't you ever listened to Rush?
Limbaugh or the band?
Well, both.
Yes, and no.
Boy, that one just blew up all over me.
Oh, mercy.
Well, let's keep this talking to a minimum. On with the rock.
Climbing up your ladder now, the next rung is in air. I'm lying at your feet and you don't care. You're tied on your dirty chair, you think the day is night. So finally, you make your life. Sure you're in my case, but I'm alright. You are, you are, you are, you are.
glad you shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, hey!
Hey, we got a listener. How you doing out there?
Anyways, that was Scott. That was
Elvez with Paradise City. No,
CeeLo Ryder.
CeeLo Ryder. I am a lowrider superstar. It was actually called.
Fabulous song. Fabulous medley.
Yeah. Now that we have a listener, there's a lot of pressure here.
There is a lot of pressure.
What do
because
we do?
We've been instructed that the first person to type in, chat in, their ticket number will be the winner to wins an incredible Coach and Six package. Some of the things in that package, Scott, are?
Well, let me tell you something. It's over a $100 value. It's a $5 gift certificate.
That's
to,
black market value, by the way.
What's it a $5? What do we got here, Roger?
There's a gift certificate of indeterminate value to Sammy's Pizza. Gift certificate, two tickets to the Fargo Theater, production of your choice. Something from Trentino, I believe. Espresso from Trentino.
Yeah.
And one night in the Dakota Hotel.
What?
Dakotan? What is this thing? The Fargoan?
Oh, the Fargoan.
one night in the sumptuous Fargoan Hotel.
Actually, it's only 2 hours, I believe, because this is a date
well,
package.
That's
now.
True. But then also, my Scott and I, our own personal, Roger asked us if we could up the ante a little bit, and yes, we can.
We can accompany
we are
you.
We are each pitching in $5 to take care of any $10 parking ticket you get.
And we will accompany you on your date. Just, That's a given.
Assuming you're on a date. I mean, if you just like to go out and put your feet up, hey, great.
But if you would not
more
like
power
us to
be
you. With you, you know, that'd be a lot of fun, too.
And let's see, right now, are we having any nibbles?
Come on, take a bite. Just type in a number, whoever's listening.
Any type of number. phone number.
247, maybe.
Social Security number. Credit card number would be great.
Student ID number.
By the way, since you're listening, you out there, you indeterminate person, this Friday show at Fargo Eagles, September 15th, Steenie Racing with Erie Ark from Duluth, West of Madison from Fargo, and Solipsistic from somewhere
from
along the way.
Jupiter, I believe they're from.
They get around, actually.
Yeah. Should we play some music and maybe we can have them think about going on the chat? That's the way you win, because that's a big old package. And you can't not. Go to the radio page, click on chat, and you got yourself a lot of free.
You've got yourself a free night of paradise.
Wait. It's there.
Something's coming in.
Something's coming.
Fuck you, Derek.
Yeah, go
ahead. Let's play
Derek.
A song.
What's your number?
That song is up there.
Wow,
that
a
one
listener.
Right there. Number 5, yeah. Derek, this goes out to you.
Asshole.
Republicans.
Oh, you
vote Nader.
Vote Nader. Fuck Gore.
To see you, baby, it's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it and what I told my wife. I hear you showing up again and talk is getting round. And I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Come on in here, Jimmy.
called or wrote me, just up and disappeared. Nobody knew what happened, where you've been for all these years. Now trouble's what you're looking like, but trouble's where you've been. And I can see the kind of trouble you could get me in. You better pay attention to every word I said, cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. I'm glad we got to talk, but I'm faithful to my wife. I don't never break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been. We reminisce, now let's just go our separate ways again. Go find another ex-sweetheart to hang around instead, cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Said you want it by the police, and my wife thinks you're dead.
I know, you know, to run you down. I can never tie you. I know, you know, nobody wants to get burned by a liar. I know, I'm a number one victim. I'm a number one drug.
Hola, Brazil. Okay. Hey.
Hola, Brazil.
Hola, to our friends in Brazil. And who was that?
What are you doing over there?
All right, we've got a little playback here. What who was that, Scott? Roger is the only person week in and week out who actually enjoys this show.
Thank you,
Roger.
We
should do a celebrity roast for Roger.
Perhaps, yeah.
We were talking about the ideas of celebrity roasts. And, Roger, when's your birthday?
Hey, we got another listener. Two listeners.
November 6th. Wow, maybe we should plan a little show this this November.
Not me, no.
Yeah, we could roast Roger.
Let's roast Roger.
No, let's roast Roger.
Well, I'm sure Ed Schultz has been roasted before, Roger.
But anyways, my friend Lyman tried to convince me last week that Dean Martin was always sober.
He was.
He said it was just an act.
It was.
No way.
He drank apple juice.
No way. Where are you guys getting this information?
That's so true. He wasn't even a drunk at all. He drank every once in a while, but not very much. Christ, he had a show every night in Vegas. You think he got wasted every single night?
Yeah.
Well, you're...
He's dead, isn't he? He had to die of something. What, are you going to say that Frank Sinatra wasn't a racist, too?
Well, he hired Sammy Davis Jr., didn't he?
Well, yeah, so he could pick him up and put him in his pocket.
Oh, we need something else to talk about, or music or something, don't we?
Something, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. So what else is going on?
We got another listener. We have two of them now. Oh, we should tell the other listener.
How
though,
would
that,
we have two listeners?
If you're listening and you have a ticket number, you should type it in on the chat, and you should do that, and we'll see if you're the winner. Most likely you are, because you're the only listener. So I would type that number in. And we'd also like to say hi to our Brazilian listeners again.
Ah, oh, damn it.
What are you talking about? What
you I lost a CD somewhere.
Oh, jeepers.
I always bring that disc up here and I always lose the CD.
I bet it's up here somewhere.
No, that's okay. No, it's not all right. It's highly unprofessional of me, and that's not good. we're going to go to another song here. This is...
So, anyway...
Scott, carry the weight of the show here.
I've been listening to a lot of Tom Lykus lately, and I think I know... I think I know how to work a crowd. Now, these ladies, the only thing they want is your money, you know?
Who have you been seeing a lot of lately?
Tom Lykus. You ever listen to him?
Who the hell's that?
He's on like 96.3. He's just this, he's quite a...
Charmer?
Oh, yeah, he's really in love with the ladies. But
And they with him.
And they with him, I'm sure, yeah. But he's telling all these guys that, you know, the way to success is, you know, don't let a woman sleep over at your house. After you get done having sex, kick her out. That type of thing. It's really...
Chicks dig that. They respect that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's always saying, like, the only girls that you should bring home are girls that have a really low self-esteem. And what else?
What the hell station is 96.7?
It's really weird. They play, like, disco on some nights, and then they have these pigs on the other nights, and then it's really weird.
Some pigs on the other night? What do you mean?
Well, you know, what do they call them? Jesus, what do they call them? Like, what do women call men that are really in favor of blank pigs? I don't fucking know. Chauvinist pigs!
Male chauvinist pigs.
Male chauvinist pigs.
Yes.
Yeah, they have them on some nights, and then they have this terrible morning show. And I can't believe I've been, like, persuaded from NPR to that. I think I'm really denigrating it.
This is at your place of employment?
No, this is in my car.
Oh.
On the way to work.
That is bad, because you have nobody to blame but yourself.
No, actually, I got at work to start listening to the Folk Rock Channel.
What's the Folk Rock Channel?
It's Angry Lesbians.
Awesome.
Playing acoustic guitars. So anyway, whoever's listening out there.
You Angry Lesbians.
Write in that number and you get a $5 gift certificate to, I don't know how much money they are. Anyway, you get like a meal at Sammy's for two people. You get two tickets to the Fargo Theater.
Two cups of coffee at Trentino.
Coffee at Trentino, yeah. Tickets to the Super Bowl. And not only that, but John and I are going to accompany you on your date.
We'll sit, conveniently enough, one table away. Yeah, I guess Roger just said we lost the listener, so apparently we're not going anymore.
Oh, we're not going on that date. Never mind.
Well, anyways, let's get back to the rock and roll.
There's a song now about my hometown. Here I am walking down 6th Street. She had a chance.
wake up dead. But it sure has been warmer than it is living my king-size bed. Is anybody knowing?
Hey, that was the Promise Ring. What was that before we left that one? That one
was
before.
Doug's song with Anybody Going to San Antonio.
That was a nice song.
Doug's song, who died this year, unfortunately. We lost Doug this year.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. That was, who was the fiddle player? Was that Doug?
No, I believe that was Augie Meyer.
That was really awesome.
That was pretty kind of like a little Tejano, a little kind of a Tex-Mex thing going on there. Liz, between 8 and 12 beers with Scott Wolf.
All of you listeners out there, I don't believe we have any, but Reed Broadcast, you know, we get tons of listeners, hundreds of them, thousands. This Friday, September 15th, how unprofessional, at the Fargo Eagles, 8 p.m., you have Steeny Racing, I believe that's the correct pronunciation, with Erie Arc from Duluth. I correct myself there, from west of Madison. No, that's the band.
They're from Fargo.
Which is west of Madison, technically.
Technically,
and then
yes.
Solid Cystic, which I...
I hear that they're, when we determined they were a college band.
Solipsistic. Okay. I guess I've never really heard them. I've bartended to them and they're, I can't remember if they tip or not.
Well, here's an artist who known for her backroom shows at Ralph's, Miss June Carter Cash.
I've been looking everywhere for Tiffany Anastasia Lowe. She's my own granddaughter. She didn't know how to play the guitar, so I took Mother Maybelle's and taught her. She came out here to Hollywood to be a star. And Tiffany, I'm wondering where you are. She talked a lot about a man named Quentin Tarantino. Have you seen some of his movies that I've seen? I thought he was a country boy from Knoxville. But Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. So Tiffany, run and find an earthquake girl. Go jump in a crack. Just don't let Quentin Tarantino find out where you're at. 'Cause Quentin Tarantino makes the strangest movies that I've ever seen. And Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. Now Quentin Tarantino's women sometimes get stuck with a hypodermic needle. They dance a lot and lose a lot of blood. But what's the good of loving John Travolta if he's always dragging you through the mud? So Tiffany, run and find an earthquake girl. Go jump in a crack. Just don't let Quentin Tarantino find out where you're at. 'Cause Quentin Tarantino makes the strangest movie that I've ever seen. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. Days of easy turmoil.
Keep coming back.
That was a room with Turn Up the Jets. Before that we had...
June Carter Cash with some bizarre song from her last album, Press On. Very, very strange.
Quentin Tarantino!
So, Scott, for all of our normal listeners who are a little surprised that we're on a different night, why don't you explain exactly the what's going on here at www.coaching6.com.
Oh, lots of plans we got. For instance, Roger gave us a legal pad today. We're kind of
moving up. I mean, now that the legal pad is it's an Office Max pad, so we are unofficially sponsored by Office Max.
He's got a really strange diagram that I've been trying to figure out all night too.
Is that our recording layout? Is that how we're we're recording studio live these days?
What is this diagram all about? Let me explain it to you. There's a circle in the middle. It looks like a... Oh, how do you explain... Like three breasts side to side. How would you explain that?
I would say it looks more like some kind of Islamic decorative design.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I'd like to announce to all of our listeners, too, that John Lamb has a new position at the High Plains Reader, and in honor of that, it appears that he's growing a mustache.
No, I've just been too lazy to shave.
Oh, well.
Now that with my new position of power, I'm expecting everything to come to me. Chicks, everything. Razors, everything.
Barbers.
Barbers. Barbers will be lining up to cut my hair. My gorgeous, sweaty locks.
And I'm not even gay.
No, I know.
Jeez.
Nobody is these days. Anyways. Yeah, so now on, from now on, we'll be on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, what a fabulous time slot.
Great slot. We got a lot of people out there listening. But a lot of people are really curious about what's going on here in Fargo.
Probably a lot better of a slot, though, for potential listeners than 9 o'clock on, like, a Friday night.
Friday night, that's right.
Because who the hell's on the computer then? You know, and do we really want those people there?
No, we don't. Ultimately, it's up to us, and no, we don't want them.
No. I mean, we can be selective in our listenership here.
Absolutely.
You know, it's that's how big we are now.
Roger, why don't you play a song? Why don't you take us on into the rock and roll?
Tonight behind some tavern,
about that song.
That's all right.
I thought it was a good one. It's called The Fear of Texas.
So what have you been up to lately, Scott?
Oh, school, work.
You know, we should think of like a puzzler every week for our fans.
Oh, like on Car Talk?
Like on Car, exactly like Car Talk.
Yeah. And then we can have like Michael Feldman's What Do You Know after that?
Yes.
Like a game show?
Actually, it'd be kind of like Derek.
Oh, puzzler this week.
From I'm a Goon from West Coast, New Jersey.
And our technical director, stupid idiot.
And don't drive like my brother.
And don't drive like my brother.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, that's
what
not.
If the guys from Car Talk are the only ones who are listening right now?
Oh, geez. I think that show is really funny, actually.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty good.
How do you,
it's not so bad.
How do you spell your name, Teresa?
Yeah, what's the name that they hit? Your name is Bonnie, right? And you drive a Trans Am,
one
right?
One N or two N's.
Whereabouts in North Dakota you calling from? I guess I pronounced an R in there. That's probably wrong. Well, let's play some more music there. We seem to be kind of like dying out here. Hey, that was the Derailers with Lost and Found.
John, I think you better pick a song. I don't know a lot of CDs.
Scott, we're kind of like playing Uno here.
Uno.
Scott's kind of run out of gusto here. I'm off the couch now and just walking around here as we grunting and groaning, looking through the.
Did you hear about the Texan that had a
No, but please tell him. Had a
20-pound baby. He goes to the bar and buys everybody a drink. And they're all like, geez, what are you buying us a drink for? And they're like, well, I had a 20-pound baby. And they're like, wow, that's a big-ass baby. I bet that mother isn't very happy with you. And so he's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Comes back a week later. All the regulars are still there. Buys him another drink. And they're like, hey, how much is your baby weigh now? He's like, 10 pounds. They're like, Jesus Christ, what the hell happened? They're all concerned. And he's had him circumcised. Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh. And in... Yeah, Roger's got a joke here. We hope it's a dead baby joke.
Well, okay. And I'm circumcised. It means he's got a big-ass dick.
There was this mother, and she went upstairs, and she was passing by her daughter's bedroom door, and she heard this buzzing noise. And she stuck her head in the door, and she couldn't believe it, that there was her daughter with a vibrator. And anyways, the mother was like, oh, my goodness, what are you doing? She goes, Mom, I'm 35 years old. I'm unmarried. This is the closest I'm ever going to get to having a husband. Please go away and leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
So then, she went away. And then the next day, her father was passing by the bedroom door and heard the similar buzzing noise. So he stuck his head in, and there's his daughter, and she's making furious love to this vibrator. And he's like, holy shit, what are you doing? And she's like, geez, Dad. She's like, come on, I'm 35 years old, I'm single, this is the closest thing I'll ever have to a husband, please, go away and leave me alone. And so he leaves. Then the next day, the wife comes home, and she hears this...
Mother, you mean?
The wife comes home, and she's okay. She's in the kitchen, and all of a sudden she hears this buzzing noise really loudly from the living room, and she looks in, she goes, oh my God, she sees her husband. He's sitting there on the couch with the vibrator buzzing away next to him, watching, and she's like, Jesus, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just watching the football game with my son-in-law.
It's amateur night here at Sweet Angel Beers with Scott Wolf.
Oh!
And now here's a hot new band from Minneapolis, ladies and gentlemen, the Honey Dog.
Yeah. flies to heaven every day, past them pearly gates. If you want a rabbit's train, have your ticket in your hand before it is too late. If the world looks round and your money's spinning down and your friend is turned away, you can get away to heaven on this aeroplane. Just bow your head and pray. Them's got ears, let them hear. Them's got eyes, let them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane, it'll take you home again. Yes, to your home beyond the skies. Well, a lot of people guess. Some say no and some say yes. Take some and leave some behind. But you will surely know it's when to the airport go to leave this world behind. Just leave this world behind. Them's got ears, let them hear. Them's got eyes, let them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane, it'll take you home again. Yes, to your home beyond the skies. Oh, a lot of speakers speak, and a lot of preachers preach, and you lay their salary on the line. But just bow your head and pray, it's the only earthly way. You can fly to heaven on time, you can reach heaven on time. Your tickets you have seen on this heavenly airline plane. You can leave your sins behind. You've got to take this flight. Yeah, daytime might be night. You can't see your way if you're blind. You can't see your way if you're blind. And got ears, let them hear. And got eyes, let them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane, it'll take you home again. Yeah. To your home beyond the skies.
Okay, that was Airline to Heaven. That was the solo version. Off of the Jesus Son soundtrack.
Fabulous. Well, really,
I don't think we're on. Are we?
We are.
Are you? There we go. Okay.
Hey, can I get a little more on this monitor, please?
A little more mic.
Anyway, that's the end of our show. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, welcome to our first Sunday night. All you people who weren't watching football tonight.
It's going to take a lot of getting used to for us to be doing this, too.
We've got a lot of things coming up. We're going to be doing some live football simulcasts and other things. Too many things to even comprehend right now.
Yeah, but, you know, you loyal listeners, none of you.
None of you listening now. By the way, if you'd like to make a suggestion on who we should roast besides the show, write to www.coachandsix.com.
Yeah.
And,
just go on the chat board.
Chat. And
chat away.
Any suggestions or anything like that. And we'll see you same time next week.
And nobody won the gift certificate to...
So please, somebody, even if you're listening to this as an archived edition, write in with anything.
Because you're probably a winner.
Your driver's license...
All we need is a response.
Kind of response.
Some indication that you have a pulse. Anyway, good night. We love you. Bye-bye.
God bless.